Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Farmers Market Market Master Bob Shepherd about the upcoming market starting in May.
The Washington Farmers Market is hitting a milestone this year. Can you share what that milestone is?
Yes, the market moved to the square in 1988, so this is our 30th year up on the square, and it's actually the full organization. It was lightly organized before that, and we had a vision, and that vision has worked out over 30 years. A lot of changes, a lot of movements progressively, but it's still basically a farmer's market. So the vision was there, and we just tried to make it work.
And if you were to compare that first year to what we see now, is it similar or difference, a growth?
Yeah, there's been a lot of growth. When we first started out, I think the first market we had, there were six of us. And of those six, I'm still there, but I'm not growing produce like I did then. And Gerald Freienberger is still there. And Gerald's been with us since the start. He's the only one left of the six that still comes to the market regularly. And he does. He's there every single week. He's a great grower. As far as the market, I'm very optimistic because we do have a number of excellent growers. Some markets tend to drain down because they don't have a number of growers. Growers grow older, just like everybody else, and we need the new ones coming on. And we do have that. We've got some good young growers that are doing a great job. As far as changes, last year, for the first time, we had food trucks. And that, quite honestly, is, I have to put an awful lot of strength of our food truck idea and a number of the special events that we have to the partnership we have with Main Street now and the advisory group that helps out. They're fantastic. I could never run the special events like they do. I can come up with the ideas, maybe, but to carry them through, they really... really have done a great job.
And what a nice opportunity in the middle of the summer when nobody wants to cook to by and get dinner.
Yeah, and we of course have people that fix ready to eat. We've got the hamburgers that are fantastic, some of the best I've ever had. We've got the Rangoon and all that. And the Guzmans are the hamburgers. Tiny Town do the Rangoon and so forth. Our sweet corn gal, sweet corn on a stick, southwestern style, is Gabby. She's been with us quite a while. It's great, and it's that's the kind of thing that's changed. Sweet corn on a stick. Everybody that's in the Midwest has a palate for fantastic sweet corn. We grow some of the best. Until Gabby came, I thought it was just sweet corn with butter, salt, and pepper on it. She does it with a white sauce, slathers a white sauce on it, then dusts it with some type of chili powder, and then a hard cheese, and it's a meal. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's delicious.
It's a meal. It is very, very good. But that's the kind of things that have come about because of our progress. I don't know. We've had times when we had more vendors. But I think probably our balance is better now than it's ever been, even if we don't have 45 or so like we do during the busy part of the season. We've got a good balance of the growers, the bakers, the ready-to-eat foods, and even the artisanal crafts and things like that. We've got an excellent market. I'm very proud of it. I think everybody enjoys it. Our vision was to have a social event as well as a way to sell. It actually came out of the late 80s when the Department of Agriculture was encouraging diversification. And one thing led to another, and people started growing more fruits and vegetables. They started running more bees, different things like that. Out of that came my interest because I started growing and going to markets around. Became interested in Washington's market because it wasn't as organized as I thought it could be, because I saw a lot of people, myself included, at other markets from Washington, yet the people in Washington had no clue that any of us were producing. So that's kind of where that came from.
Now, the weather this spring so far hasn't been very favorable, but you talked about having a diversity in vendors. It's not just produce.
That's
you have
exactly
artists
right.
and everything else.
Yeah.
What do you expect to see in the early markets?
We'll definitely have the ready-to-eat. They've already said that they'll be there. I expect to have the baked goods. We've had phenomenal bakers. I had a market master from California that was here one time. He ran the Studio City Market. And he was here to visit, went to the Thursday market, was supposed to leave that weekend. He stayed an extra week so he could go to the market a second time. And before he left, he said, man, he says, if I could just put two of your bakers in my suitcase for my market would grow up exponentially. And they are. They're just phenomenal. They're really good.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Farmers Market Market Master Bob Shepard talking about the upcoming Farmers Market and its 30th year. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.